Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a wonderful, wonderful, happy day. It's a day after Christmas. It is beautiful out. It's cold. You got to wear your coat today.
You know what the word of the day is?
What?
Burr.
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 I believe that.
Hey, we are live today, aren't we?
We are live. Yes, it's not Memorex.
It's not Memorex. It's not recorded. Some other shows are pre-recorded. Joe Pippin was live this morning. The Van Wees are going to be live this morning. We are live. This is the this marks the end of the ninth year that we have been on the air. How about that? Oh, or maybe one more week.
Don't we get one more
week? One more week. Yes, will be the end of our ninth year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you believe it?
How
I mean, seriously, think about that. That's a huge commitment.
Yeah,
to show up 52 times a year for 9 years.
How about that?
Wow.
Hey, congratulations. We hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, as best as it could be. And of course, all of our listeners are optimists, so it was the best that it could be. Because if you're a listener, you are alive.
That's
right. And that is one way to look at things. Now, you may have not have had all of your family here, but with a great invention that Alexander Graham Bell did many, many years ago, we have the telephone. And nowadays we have video chatting so we can talk with our loved ones and see them at the same time. So, you know, we may have lost some of our loved ones. I lost a loved one this year, my dad, but and Joe Pippin. Lost his mother a few weeks ago, but we have so many people that and so many things that we can be thankful for that, and that's what I think we should focus on. And we know that 2021 is going to be a better year, so that's what I want to say to everyone is think about the things that we do have rather than what we don't have, which leads me in actually to the other things that today is special for. And one of them is actually kind of funny. It's National Whiners Day. Believe it or not. Now, you want to wonder why
wine,
is that
like
special?
People who drink wine or
no.
people who complain?
People that complain. It's National Whiners Day. It's
I
to
think
celebrate,
I can do that then.
But it has a different meaning. What, Alan?
You want a little bit of bread with that wine?
It's to celebrate what we have rather than what we don't. And there's two different ways to celebrate it, believe it or not. It's to invite people over and bring a gift that you received to whine about. So that's supposed to be a little bit of fun. Or hold a whining contest. Who can be the best whiner in the room that you invite over? Now, of course, with COVID, you
I
don't want to invite.
I think you would win, Howard.
Oh, no. I don't complain. You have a strange look on your face, like, oh, my gosh. So are you going to whine about me?
Non-truth.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, with COVID, you can't do that. So do it with...
you can do it with the Zoom call.
With the Zoom call. That's right. Okay. It's also Boxing Day, which, of course, has nothing to do with the sport of boxing.
Then what does it have to do with?
Well, I'm going to tell you. It's always the day after the 25th. It's always on the 26th. And it's mostly in countries that have a relationship to Great Britain. Its origin is unclear, but it is... related somehow to a box that was somehow gifted from the lords to their servants and usually had leftover food in it. That's the believed to be the history
of it.
That is
so obscure.
It is. But anyway, Boxing Day. It's also National Candy Cane Day. Did you know that originally the candy was white and it was not curved? And when it became curved, the canes were hung on Christmas trees. Stripes, the red stripes came in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's also National Thank You Note Day. So you know, we have email and texts, but it's
people have
always
gotten away
good
from a thank you note, but there is something special about getting a handwritten notes. Thank you note.
And last but not least, today is the first day of Kwanzaa.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a little history on Kwanzaa. It's a 5 to 7 day holiday to recognize African culture and heritage. And it was started back in 1966 by an American professor of African studies.
But the African culture goes back so much further than that. That seems strange to me that it only started in our lifetime, 1966.
Yeah. So back when I was born in 1954, there was no such thing as Kwanzaa.
That's really interesting.
How about that?
I thought it was, you know,
way, way back?
Yeah, generations.
Well, it wasn't.
I see now.
Yeah, he popularized it. He made up the name and thought there should be a celebration of African culture.
That's awesome.
So he was an African himself with a very odd name that I can't pronounce, so I won't pronounce it.
That's good.
Hey, we are your problem-solving realtors here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard, and we come to you, as we mentioned earlier, every Saturday morning to tell you what's going on with real estate in Northeast Florida. We got a contest for you. So we haven't done a contest in quite some time. For the year 2019, we realize this is 2020, but 2020 is not over. I want you to think about mortgage lenders.
Okay.
You hear them advertised on TV. You hear our Christine Kennedy. Now, she's with a national lender, but they're not that well known here in Jacksonville.
Oh, she's so making them well known.
She is making them well known.
Yeah.
Which national mortgage lender made the highest number of loans for new purchases? So not refinances, but new purchases in the year 2019.
Well, I guessed and I was wrong.
Yes,
and
you
I'm
did.
Looking at the answer right now, but I still would be wrong. I would never guess that.
Okay, well.
So it's not commonplace, even though it's the largest, which means it should be commonplace.
Well, why are you giving that kind of hint right away? Nobody's called in and guessed yet. Maybe it's not commonplace to you.
Oh.
But it could be commonplace to other people who have gotten who have purchased a new home. And again, we don't mean new construction. We just mean a new home for themselves. So it's a new purchase.
Right.
Okay.
So is that, what was I just thinking? Was it based on the number of transactions or the volume?
The number of transactions. Not the total dollar amount,
okay,
but the number of closed transactions.
Trying to see if it was regional. That's what I'm looking for all kinds of hints here.
Okay.
Well, I never heard of it.
Why are you giving kind of hints here?
It's making me think it's not in the South.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? We have people listening all over the country.
Your sister
always listens. She's in New York. Maybe she's heard of it. We've got a listener that moved to Arizona. Maybe he's heard of it. Maybe he got a loan from them. Who knows?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean, Anything is possible. You know, if no one guesses towards the end, maybe we'll give the gift card to the person that guesses the number 2. How about that? Maybe I'll
get it. Because my guess was number 2.
We got a caller on the line.
My guess was number 2.
I don't know why you start off thinking that, you know, it's so hard. Maybe it isn't hard.
Because if I didn't get it, it probably is hard.
Well, we got a caller. We got 1 minute left. Good morning, caller.
Hey, it's Marshall. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. Marshall, how are
you? How you doing?
Marshall knows his stuff.
Yes.
Well, no, I just don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. And yet, I have a couple of wild guesses.
Okay.
I mean, you helped me by saying it was not just new builds.
Okay.
Because I thought, you know, possibly one of the major builder.
We got 30 seconds, Marshall.
That would be the newest.
Get to it, please.
Loan Depot.
It is not Loan Depot. They did not make the top 5.
Good guess, though, Marshall.
Good guess.
Have a good one.
Hey,
thanks.
We appreciate it. Hope you had a great Christmas and have a happy new year. All right.
That was a good guess.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, that's pretty well known.
Now, Loan Depot did make the top. They made it number 6, actually. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies and make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
It is a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. It's crisp.
Yes.
It's actually a good day to take a walk. Now you may say no, but
too cold.
You know, when I lived up north, it was great as long as there wasn't snow on the ground, because it was very difficult to walk in it, or, you know, it got icy. But when it's crisp, your lungs just fill up with that great air. You just have to dress for it. And it's really, really good.
I mean, I think we discovered that when we were out of the country and it was really cold. We were fine walking.
Yeah. Hey, we got a caller on the phone. We got Larry on the phone. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Oh, good.
How are you doing?
That's Southern.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. I've got a guess.
Okay.
I won't burn time. Homeside?
Homeside. Homeside did not make the top 10.
Good guess.
Whoa.
Yeah, it didn't make the top 10 for loan originations, nor did it make it for refinance loans.
Whoa, this goes way back.
Oh.
I don't even know if they were in business still. Okay, I appreciate it. Y'all have a happy New Year.
Well, you still remain as the number one guesser of all time on Real Estate Radio, Larry.
Hey, it's the thrill of the hunt.
That's
Do you
right.
have anyone you want to wish a Merry Christmas to or a Happy New Year to?
All the people that are in the street.
Ooh, amen. That's awesome.
You know, yeah, I know that sounds kind of cliche, but
no,
there's a lot of people that have nowhere today.
Yes.
So invite somebody in if you can.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right.
Give them a meal. Help them get warm.
Yeah, help them out.
Well, thanks so much. God bless you.
Y'all take care.
All right. Thanks for calling, Larry. All right, let me remind everyone what the contest is. For the year 2019, which mortgage lender made the highest number of loans for purchases of a home, so not refinances? And we had one guess already, and that was for Loan Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that wasn't
And Homeside, and that wasn't
And Homeside, okay.
Neither one of them.
So
we need more people to call. Use your imagination.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
Use your Google.
So, Angela, did any homes get listed or sold this past week? Now, we
no.
know What do you mean, no?
I'm lying.
Now, we know that on Christmas Day, there were no closings.
Listen, you and I have always said during the holidays, people are, you know, looking for homes because they're off work, right? So it does have an opportunity. Plus, for people who need to take transfers to the area, whether it's with the military or with a job, you know, some people still have to have jobs where they go in places. Not everybody is working from home.
Now, here's something that happened yesterday. Here's an example that people want to come to Jacksonville. We had a customer that used to live here, and he lived in Queens Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent out texts yesterday. You sent out some text. I sent a bunch of text out to our friends and our former customers. And we just wish them, you know, Merry Christmas. Hope everything is well. And one of them wrote back and said, hey, he wants to move back here.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we'd be happy to help you.
Absolutely.
And then he sent back this long text about he loved it here so much. He wants to retire and move back here next year.
It's a wonderful, wonderful place to be, for sure. Yes. The hard thing is finding houses, right? Not everybody's got their house up for sale.
Yeah.
So, you know, even people who want to move. Oh, I should have them call me.
So he knows that interest rates are low. He knows that house prices are going up. And he wants to start looking right now.
Yes.
And get his retirement house, his dream retirement house.
Absolutely.
So people want to come back, even though, you know, he had a job transfer away. He had a job transfer here. He had a job transfer away, and he wants to come back when he retires, and he wants to get it now.
Love that.
So we're going to help him. But anyway, so people do want to come here. People are looking for the holidays, during the holidays. What happened this past week?
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 616 offers got accepted.
This week?
That's a lot of offers. That number's even down a little, but think about it. We had Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So really a short week, and they got 616 offers accepted. Now, this next number is much lower. 240 new homes came on the market for sale. That number's down 44%, but come on, it's the holidays. I kind of expected that.
Yes.
107 of the 240, 45% that is, already under contract. So there are buyers. If you list it, it's going to sell. I mean, come on. So you still have to make it look cute and price it right. But yes, it's going to sell. 27 of those went under contract the very first day, and 505 of you closed on a home this week, and we say congratulations.
What a Christmas gift.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How about that?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, my gosh. And some of them are moving in today.
Of course.
Yeah. So they're leaving their doors open while the movers are moving in.
It's cold.
Yeah. Well, that's what people up north do, too. They have to move in sometime. And they move in when it's cold. Now, what about interest rates? We keep saying, we've said it so many times this year. Prior to today, we said it 20 times that it was a new low. We're going to say it again today?
Great question.
Tell me.
Are we?
Tell
me. The 30-year rate, it fell 0.01% from last week's new record low, right? Making this a new record low, to 2.66%, which is about a full point below this time last year. And it's our 16th record low of the year.
Oh, so I said wrong about 20th time.
Yeah, okay. 16th. The 15-year rate fell 0.02 of a point to a new record low at 2.19%. Why would anyone pay cash? That's all I got to say. Who would ever pay cash for anything when you could get money at 2.19%.
Well, we will tell you why people pay cash. Let's talk about that for a second.
Not
after you
right
go
this
through
second.
The next thing.
I'm in the middle of something here.
Okay.
I want to finish it because people won't remember. Okay. So, all right. So that was a new record low, 2.19% on a 15-year rate. That's also about a full point less than it was this time last year, which was 3.19. We thought it was great then, remember?
Yeah.
Okay. And the FHA and the VA 30-year rate is around 2.25%.
Yeah.
That's crazy cheap.
So you made a good point about why would somebody pay cash when they might be able to invest the money, like with the Van Wees. They could tell you where to invest it and make more than 2.25.
Exactly.
But one of the reasons that you want to offer cash if you are considering purchasing a home is because if there are multiple offers
and you
want to make your offer better than someone else's, is to offer to pay cash, because then the seller won't be concerned that you'll get that the one that's getting a loan may not qualify. We've got Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you folks?
Hey, Bill.
It's Bill Ryman from Arizona.
Absolutely.
It's awful early there, Bill.
That's okay. It's worth getting up early and listening to you two.
Hey,
I love it.
Before you guess, I presume you're calling to guess, I have to tell you a little bit of a funny story. And you'll find out about I sent you a letter. I put it in the mail this morning.
Oh,
but I'm going to tell everybody.
Okay.
So Bill is a former customer and a contest winner. And I went to...
And a long-time radio show
And a long time, very long time. And he gets up at 6 in the morning to listen to us. So he won a contest about a month ago. And I usually send out Publix gift cards. And I went to put his Publix gift card in. And then I remembered, wait a minute, there's no Publix in Arizona.
Is that true?
That is true.
So.
That would be a useless item then. So, yes, he thought of it in time before he mailed it.
Yes,
so.
I was about to lick the envelope and realized, oh, my gosh, I got to get a different gift card for you.
Yes. So now it'll just be a Visa card, so you could spend it anywhere.
Yes. So do you have a guess for us, Bill?
Yes, I do. Being from Cleveland, I'm going to guess Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans.
That was my guess.
Yes, that came in number two. But they did 134,000 purchase loans. But they did come in number one on refinance loans. They had 381,000 refinance loans.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So they did.
Unbelievable.
So when you combine the two of refinance and home purchase loans, they were number one. But I was asking for who did the
original
highest
first
number
loans.
Of of purchase loans. So that
Bummer.
Was a great guess, and I knew someone would say Quicken.
That's what I guessed.
Yeah,
seems pretty logical.
Great guess. So how are things out in Arizona?
Is it cold there?
It's chilly mornings in the upper 30s, low 40s, but it warms up. Yesterday, I think we got into the low 70s, and today, upper 60s.
That's beautiful.
And, it's not bad at all. We do miss Jacksonville, and more importantly, we miss the people of Jacksonville. So,
well, we miss you too. You know, one of the things that we loved about you and your bride were how friendly and outgoing you folks were. I mean, you just were good people.
Yes.
There's no other single...
Salt of the earth comes to
there
mind.
There you go. That's another good phrase. Good people. And I know one of the things that you miss also is Disney.
Yes. Exactly. And Disneyland here, what we're hearing here out west is that Disneyland might not open until... the earliest, possibly June of 2021. So, it makes it tough, but it's okay. We can live our experiences through some of the technology that's out there, like YouTube, et cetera, we enjoy that too.
Well, thanks so much for listening. We hope that you continue to be healthy through the rest of this year and all the way into 2021, and have a wonderful, wonderful new year. God bless you both.
Thank you. You too, the same. And we miss seeing you.
All right.
Miss seeing you too.
All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you an interesting story about what do nursing homes and the pandemic have to do with housing? Also, an update on FHA. And design trend changes for 2021. Interesting stuff. We also want you to have more guesses on the contest. So call us at 904-222-8222.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The first shipments of coronavirus vaccines have arrived across the European Union now as authorities prepare to begin administering the first shots to the most vulnerable people in a coordinated effort starting tomorrow. The vaccines developed by BioNTech and Pfizer arrived by truck in warehouses across the continent on Friday and early today after being sent from a manufacturing center in Belgium prior to Christmas. The rollout marks a moment of hope for the region that includes some of the world's earliest and worst hit hotspots for COVID-19. A federal judge said the Justice Department unlawfully rescheduled the execution of the only woman on federal death row. That potentially sets up the Trump administration to schedule the execution after Joe Biden takes office. U.S. District Court Judge Randolph Moss also vacated an order from the director of the Bureau of Prisons that had set Lisa Montgomery's execution date for January 12th. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores, if the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. Goodclearwater.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be sunny today with a high near 50 and a wind chill factor of 24. Mostly clear tonight, low 31. Sunny on Sunday with high 61 and an early morning wind chill of 28. Mostly clear Sunday and Monday night, down to 45, and then sunny on Tuesday with a high of 65.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. And we have a couple of callers calling in about the contest. And the question is...
Good morning, Linda, or Linga.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good today, Howard. How are you?
It's Linda, Linda. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little chilly.
It is chilly. Does it feel like back home?
Yes. Well, And also the answer to your question.
Yes.
I'm running, so Does it come out of Michigan? Michigan? It's very cold today, too.
You mean, does the bank come out of Michigan?
Does the company that does the most
I don't
mortgages.
Know. I don't know where they come out of. But what is your guess?
It's called United Wholesale.
Ding, 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 ding. That's a winner.
Pontiac, Michigan.
That is.
That is awesome that you knew that. See, well, it's from your neck of the woods. Huh?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Well, we're only Ohio. We're only, there was an Ohio-Michigan war.
Yeah.
And Ohio won, so we're right on the Michigan border.
Yeah, they did 152,000
wow.
home purchase loans, and they also did 160,000 refinance loans.
Yes, I love
isn't that it. Amazing?
Yeah, we're not that familiar with them here.
I never heard
Jacksonville.
Of them. So they're definitely not a southern thing.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
You know, it's the cold weather people that are buying stuff, right?
Right.
Clothes and houses and furnaces and, you know. Anyway, I've heard of them.
Well, I love that. And I'm so glad you're listening to us today and that you knew the answer. Yay!
Yes, good for you. Yeah, we want to give a shout out to you because you're one of the people that takes advice from us as realtors to do a few things to their home to get it ready for sale. And you've done lots of things to it, and I bet it's almost ready to put on the market, isn't it?
Let's see, I think we're going live January 8th or 9th?
7th,
yeah. So I just got to wait to get the pictures back and then...
Yeah, we're waiting for the court
comes
in this week, so it's
going to
be beautiful.
Ooh la la. So, yes. There is going to be some lucky buyer that's going to get a beautiful home that has had many new updates and is on the golf course. So
yes.
Calling all golfers. That's what I love about golf course communities is they're sort of insulated from whatever's happening with the market and economy, because golfers are always going to buy houses and they like to be on the course.
Yes, a just absolutely gorgeous home.
Yes. And thank you for everything that you've done to get your house ready.
Well, I'm excited about it too. And my husband always used to say, don't ask for advice from someone if you're not going to listen to it.
What a great statement.
Yes. It's a statement that's made by a lot of lawyers, too. Don't pay me a lot of money for advice unless you're going to take it.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
That's right.
That's very true.
I've tried to do that, yes.
Well, we hope that you had a wonderful Christmas and wish you health and continued success in all your endeavors. And a happy, healthy new year. Most of all, healthy.
You will be a part of helping people.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well,
okay.
Well, God bless you. Take care.
Thank you for calling in today.
And we have your phone number, so we don't need to get you back to Alan. And
yes, you get a gift card, and I'll just bring it to you when I see you next.
All right. Thanks, okay. Angela.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay. Bye-bye.
What a nice surprise to have Linda call in.
Yes.
We've met with her several times about her absolutely lovely, lovely home.
Yes.
That is
so excited.
And making some nice updating changes to it. And it's just a truly gorgeous executive home.
Yes. And that home is in Jack's Golf and Country Club. So if you already know you're looking for a home in that area, call us.
Yeah,
call
beautiful,
us.
Beautiful home with so many nice touches in it. Anyway, what we're going to start to talk about is what does the pandemic and nursing homes have in common?
Well, probably most people know that nursing homes have some of the highest concentration of deaths as the elderly are concentrated in nursing homes, right?
Well, that's true. But did you know that there's a resulting change in the housing market?
Due to deaths?
Well, not only that, but it's due to declining enrollments.
That makes sense.
Yeah, fearing infection and isolation in nursing homes, some Americans are bringing their loved ones into their own homes.
Yes.
And likewise, some home buyers are purchasing more multi-generational homes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What we're finding is, and this is a no-brainer also, that the incremental cost of a multi-generational home, and that's one that usually has an extra bedroom and possibly an extra sitting room or semi-kitchen, is far less than the annual cost of a nursing home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we know a few cases of multi-generational homes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it has nothing to do with a person needing a nursing home. Sometimes it's just for a grandparent to come and help with grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's see, if you were looking for some new construction, I would send you to Lennar. They have a floor plan, right? We sold one to a family who had a baby on the way, and they brought mama in so that mama could watch the baby while they worked.
Yeah. Some of the homes also have their own separate entrance for
That's exactly what happens. So you can close off your little part of the house that has a room. Now, it can't have a stove in it, but it can have a microwave and refrigerator and a sink. So when you said semi-kitchen, that's what that is.
And tell people why you can't have a stove in it.
Well, because you can't have two stoves in one house. It's against the regulations because it becomes a multifamily house, and that is not what this is.
Because it would need to be zoned for multifamily.
And the size of the lot, there's all sorts of details that come into making that be a problem. And but I would say something else too. If you're unable to find a new home, and of course I always want people to find a new home, right? Because it's great for the real estate market. But if you can't and you have enough space on your lot to build, you can build this same type of circumstance where you build a bedroom and a bath and a kind of a living room with a little kitchenette in it and attach it to the house. It has to be attached. But when you do that, you get a special tax break called a granny flat tax. And so you pay less tax on it than you would otherwise because you're fulfilling a special need. So you can check with the property appraiser's website and you'll find out additional information about granny flat tax.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? Is that clear?
Yes.
Granny flat tax. Okay.
Well, it's a tax credit is what you get.
Yeah. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. So how about that? Now we're going to talk about some design trends for 2021.
Well, one of my favorites is that we need more zones in a kitchen, right? So kitchens need to be bigger. Areas for baking and prepping and a snack area and an eating area and a homework area, right?
A what?
Homework.
Homework. Sounded like you said Hallmark.
Oh, well, I always have Hallmark on my brain. It is my guilty pleasure.
You love watching those Hallmark movies. Yes, we need space.
And baking and all that goes right in with Hallmark. So I may have said Hallmark.
Well, because so many of the kids use the kitchen table for homework or the dining room table, but they need...
Or the California bar.
Yes,
and
they
they're
need
doing the... that while mom's getting dinner done. Yes.
Well, now there needs to be a desk area that some kitchens have. They have a little tiny desk area, but they need a little cubby area.
They used to do that.
Specifically for homework. Another one.
The builders used to put in little desk alcoves,
yes,
like back in the 90s and in the 2000s. So sometimes you can go into a house now and you see this like desk area and people in the past have said, what is this for? I don't really need this space. But, to put your recipe books or something.
But now
they need it for
Now they're
homework.
Coming back.
Yep.
Also, they're going to be putting in sconces. Sconces is something that you hang on a wall. But
light
the
fixture.
Sconces are going to be light fixtures with arms on them, with swing arms.
Yes.
So you can direct light where you need it.
Yes. Because we have to get flexible in these spaces, don't we?
I like that idea. I've never seen that before. But I saw some pictures of it in the article that I was reading, and I think that's a fantastic idea.
I like the next one. Rejuvenating bathrooms to make them more relaxing with steam showers, aromatherapy shower heads, and bathtubs with inserts that can hold a glass of wine. Spa time!
Spa time!
Spa time!
All
that
right.
Feels like a spa.
Now, if you only have room for a small bath, well, then they're putting in larger floor tiles to make your bathroom larger.
That's a decorating trick. The way that women wear all black to look thinner.
Yeah.
You put bigger tiles, it makes the room look bigger.
Really?
Yeah, because your eye doesn't stop at every little line.
Okay. We got some more.
We have a break coming up.
I know.
Well, why are you talking when the music's on?
Well, we always talk when the music's on. We've got
I
six
like
more to
heart.
Talk about.
We'll do it afterwards.
I know we're going to do it afterwards.
Okay.
So call in with other questions that you may have at
222-8255.
That's area code 904, of course.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable? Not on the list or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. This is our last segment, and we have a caller.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Team Advantage.
How are
Angela
you?
Angela and Howard, I want to wish you and your family and loved ones a very, very happy, merry day after Christmas, and we don't have the snow and the ice. And you are going to have a super 2021. I made a call upstairs to the real estate lady and gentleman gurus up in the heavens, and they said, you guys are going to outsell everybody, outdo everybody, and don't change because your customer service, your show, I'm 81. I hope I live another 20, 30 years because I'm going to be listening to it. Even if I'm in that wheelchair with oxygen, my nurse is going to put it on every Saturday morning. So I know Santa Claus was good to you, and 2021 is going to be the year of the Howard and Angela team advantage.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I totally appreciate this call, and I'm just going on the record say we did not pay you to call in and say all that, although someone might think so.
I am solvent. My Florida room has 7 big screen TVs, so I can mute them all and see what's going on all over the world. I do still have the 65-foot rowboat on the Ortega River.
I'm waiting for my turn to go on it.
Well, in this weather, I check it because with the camera, because when I leave in one of my three houses, and one of them was built, I'll get you to one of my parties when this COVID's all over, because it's like,
thank you.
Oh my gosh, this guy lives here, and I don't live here. I just own it because I like to have a party there once in a while. But you two are golden, and not as in golden girls, as in golden, like plutonium and platinum and titanium, like you're, you know, on a Richter scale from 1 to 10, I'll give you all like a 23.
Well, thank you so much. Well, yay! I want to tell you.
Two realtor cousins.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s and 70s, they made $1 million profit commission a year. But they were like you, too. They hustled. They took care of customer service. And you're not going to believe what they did. This is in another state. When they decided to R&R, wife went to the islands, to the Hotel Paradise, whatever it was in Nassau, Fontainebleau. The husbands, they were all team. There were four of them. My second cousins, and they would go up to Canada in the middle of nowhere fishing, and they didn't even know how to fish. But there was just, you know, I said, you don't even spend $3,000 on that. And back then, you know,
that's
it was less expensive. But when they said, I said, I've been buying you breakfast and at our relatives' bakery and bagel shop and you know, small town. And I said, for all these years, and y'all making what? I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm not paying for them anymore. You know? I still invited them to the parties because, boy, they had good stories, you know?
My guess is you have a lot of good stories on your own.
Yes.
I have one book going. The 14 chapters, and I have a friend of mine on Sixth Avenue with one of the publishing companies. He's going to take a look at it. And my elderly mom and dad that passed away years ago, I promised them on their deathbed that I would write one or two adventures and travels. Of course, in the beginning says, I think I'm going to have to put a dedication into Team Advantage, Angela and Howard also, but we'll do a chapter on that too. But
that sounds
fun. The names are changed to, this is a fictional book, the names are changed to protect the guilty. And you have a blessed day. And Angela, if Santa Claus wasn't extremely good to you, you let Howard know to let me know, and old Phil will take care of that from a distance. Okay?
I appreciate that, Phil. Yes, thank you.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking I'm going to do something for you all around February, beginning of February, but it's going to go through Howard because this way it'll be his Valentine's Day present to you, and I'm out of it, but I'll be the guy behind the scenes, you know?
He could use a little help.
Well, you know, and Howard, you know, next time you go in a bank, see how many men are not counting our money. The only person in the bank that's a male usually is the door guy or the guard behind the mirror. And, you know, like Dr. Oz said years ago, women control everything and women outlive men 9-1. I could have told him that.
Absolutely.
40 years ago.
Absolutely.
That's the way it is in our house.
I don't want to get into your show, but God bless you and for all the good you do. Every year.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate you being a longtime listener and calling in and adding spice to the show. It's always fun.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye bye. Happy New Year.
All right.
What a pleasant call that was.
Oh, always. I want to go on a yacht.
You want to do what?
Go on a yacht.
Okay.
He said before he'd take us on the yacht. I want to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about design trends for 2021. So what's coming up in real estate? And here's the deal. All right, so we mentioned the kitchen. We talked about sconces on the wall. We talked about the spa bathroom with inserts on your tub for holding wine glasses.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I know you need that.
The bathroom floor tiles need to be bigger. The next one is...
I know you don't like this one.
I don't like it. Well... for a different reason, but browns, beiges, and sand tones are coming back in style, that these earth tones seem to bring warmth. Hello? We knew that. I knew that when they were going away and all that gray was coming in because, you know, when I was young, you weren't young then, but when I was young... they used to do all sorts of studies on the color gray and said it's very depressing and that people shouldn't have it in their house and that it truly affects your mood. So all this gray has happened. But anyway, that's really not the trend that we're seeing today. The trend we're seeing today is an off-white. right? A linen
well,
kind of color.
Well, not for the future.
Well.
White's going to go away.
And browns and beiges are coming back in sand tones. Okay. How about that? Realtor beige was the color when I started in 1998.
All right. Also, more home offices, of course, and nooks as more of us are working from home as well as kids learning from home. And related to that, there's going to be more video conference-worthy backgrounds.
Yes.
I know that's a mouthful, but because of video conferencing, people don't have nice things in the background to see. So now that could be artwork, it could be lighting, it could be plants, it could be bookshelves, could even be wallpaper that looks right in the background so that when you are on a video conference, it just looks pleasant and businesslike.
So I was in a house, showing a house recently, and in a very small bedroom, there was a sort of like a dress rack, you know, like a clothing rack. And on that was hooks, and it held a backdrop. So it was used, I believe, by a teacher. It kind of looked like, you know, notes a teacher would write. And so they're able to have these in their homes and still teach. And I thought that was great.
Yeah, you have to be careful, you know, with kids having these Zoom calls as well. And, you know, they don't have their own places necessarily, their private offices. And you got people walking by, parents
yes.
walking by. And sometimes, you know, they're walking by in their bathrobes. And so you have to be careful about what's behind you.
That happened this to one of our customers.
Yeah, she was walking by.
Come out of the shower.
Yes.
And her child had brought the computer into her room.
And also because a lot of rooms today, a lot of homes today have open floor plans. They're installing sliding doors and partitions to close off some of the big spaces on the open floor plans homes.
Yeah.
So that's going to be something that you're going to see. Also, out on the outside, pergolas are going to be put on the decks or patios to add some shade for more comfortable lounging. And then finally, backyard cottages and what's called ADUs.
That's a new word.
A new word in real estate, which stands for a new acronym, I should say, in real estate, which stands for an accessory dwelling unit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're freestanding units with electricity, lighting, heat, and air conditioning that are can be used for a home office, a gym, a meditation, or additional living areas, sometimes known as the old names, man caves or she sheds.
Yes.
These are becoming extremely popular, and companies are popping up that will come to your house and deliver them already built or can be built in one day. And very, very popular, particularly for people that are working from home.
I recently ran into someone who's moving to a motorhome, and where they store their motorhome on the regular is at their daughter's property, right? So they have a pad there with electricity and sewer and all that. So what they're going to do is build a man cave and a she shed so that each of them have extra storage for things that they can't really take in their motorhome when they travel.
Oh,
so I thought that was a great idea.
Good news for you. The eviction has been extended.
Has been extended.
2 months on FHA loans to February
28th.
Just FHA? Just FHA.
Okay.
All right. We want to wish you guys a very happy and healthy new year. In the meantime, if you do need help, you do need a professional on your side in real estate, and we are here to help you, and we'd love to help you. Customer service is what we are all about, and we're not going to push you to do anything that is not right for you. The Van Wees are here to tell you what happened this past week. By the way, if you need us, Angela's number direct to her is 465-3845. She'll be happy to help you. God bless everyone. Have a great year. Stand by for the live Van Wees. Take care.